Now, and I will set this, I don't know if we have time before the break, we'll start this. You and your comrades.
Yes.
Descended upon the governor's mansion.
Yes.
Now, the governor at the time was Governor Gaylord Nelson.
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us what happened. We've got about 2 minutes before the break.
I'll tell you what happened real quickly. We decided, I think it was the same evening of the mayoral election between that I referred to earlier, Reynolds-Knuckles. I may be wrong on that. We were sensing that we got to wrap this up pretty quick. We can't keep doing this. The police are obviously on to us. So we knew from past years when Vernon Thompson was the governor, and his daughter went to high school with us, and we had been out to several functions at the governor's mansion. We knew the governor's mansion. We knew how to get into the governor's mansion. And so that's what we did. There was no security. There were no dogs.
No bodyguards. No security at all at the governor's mansion.
No bodyguards at the governor's mansion. We went all the way around the wrought iron fence, followed it all the way to the water, walked right around it, went into a bank of French doors, walked into the inside the governor's mansion
with the chicken. With the live chicken. Now, how did you keep the chicken quiet? I mean,
it was so scared it wasn't saying anything at that point. And, of course, I wasn't carrying the chicken because I'm kind of a chicken. But anyhow, my friend was carrying the chicken.
Your henchman was carrying the chicken.
Yes, he was. And we went right up the spiral staircase, and I can remember listening to the governor himself breathing because that's how close we were. And then I remember him just throwing the chicken and, of course, us running.
So you went into his bedroom.
We went into his bedroom, yes. We went right into his bedroom.
And you threw the chicken onto the person.
As I recall, dropped it on the bed, threw it on the bed, and then ran like hell, yes.
So you did, in fact, deposit the chicken on Governor Gaylord Nelson's bed, and we'll come back with the chicken phantom, Ken Kissinger. This is outside, and we're way outside the box. News Radio 1310, WIBA.
Exercise your right to freedom of speech. Call Mitch now at 281-1310 or toll free at 1-877-235-1310. This is Outside the Box on News Radio 1310 WIBA.
And we are way outside the box. I'm living vicariously through the youthful stories of Ken Kissinger, who is live in the studio, known as the Chicken Phantom. Years ago, the summer of 60 and 61 in Madison, he and some buddies went on this campaign to steal chickens, live chickens, and put them into the houses of local celebrities, including then-Governor Gaylord Nelson, whom they encountered with a chicken on his bed as he slept. But that wasn't all, folks. And by the way, if you'd like to ask a question, if you remember this or you can think of any wild things you did as a youth that won't incriminate you or put you behind bars, feel free to call us at 281-1310 outside the Madison area, 877-235-1310. You're bringing back my own youth here, Ken. But something tells me you never got old, though.
I'm afraid I have.
Well, I don't know about that. But now, that wasn't all. You also, and there's a long list here. We have little time, but you stole the governor's boat. There was a lot written about in this past campaign about McCallum having this boat, supporters had sort of funded and all that. There was a boat, the governor had a boat then, and you stole it. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, actually, we did that on a couple of occasions. The first time we did it, he had a dinghy attached to the pier, and a boat was moored out into the Lake Mendota further off the governor's mansion. And we'd get into the dinghy, paddle over the boat. The boat always, well, both times we took the boat, it had a key in it. So the first time we just cruised around the lake.
In the governor's boat. How many of your buddies?
Well, this is two or three of us.
Yeah.
And nothing happened, and we weren't, we didn't
just
make
brought the boat back?
Bought
and
the boat, bought it, or brought it back, and then, that was it. The second time, however, we were with The attorney general, assistant attorney general's son was in the boat with us. He's not a very athletic
not an athletic guy. Yeah. Were you a little inebriated?
And we were inebriated, okay. No question. And we're roaring across the lake this time. and the Queen Isabel.
Governor's boat, yeah. And you're roaring across with the assistant attorney general's son, who is not athletic. Okay.
That's right. Probably very buoyant because he was a big guy. But anyhow, we got as close to shore as we could because the Queen Isabella, which is a police boat, was bearing down on us. And we decided, well, we can't crash the boat or we're in really deep trouble. So we jumped out of the boat. We shut it off or turned the power down. I wasn't driving it, of course.
Again, you left that to one of your henchmen.
Well, we all dove off, and of course, the attorney general's kid, assistant attorney general's kid, couldn't swim, but he waddled to shore, and we all got the hell out of there. We got into the Liz Waters sorority house. Had to get in, break into that. And we got into the into one of the janitor's closets and just, shivered and we're all wet and we hid in there and the police were coming around with flashlights and they just never opened the janitor's closet.
Isn't that
they're
amazing?
They're all over the building.
Combing the building.
They knew we were in there, but never got caught for that one.
Unbelievable. Did you feel blessed at this point, Ken?
I thought we were very fortunate on that one. I thought we were going to get caught for sure.